Sorry, your prayers this morning, the Lord would meet with us and open up His Word to us. As I've written on the board in the secret place, as a child, I remember, as I observe it, I see it in my own children and children in general, I remember some secret places. And I remember I did not live in the country like some of you all do, and I had to work to get around where trees were. But in our backyard, we had in one corner where the fence was, and I just lived in the city, there were a few trees. And I remember as a child going back there trying to make a fort. It was kind of enclosing things off from the rest of the world around me. It was a secret place. I even remember different times whether it be at the chapel or at school, going out and looking for the little cubby holes in different places, looking for somewhere that was, that you could be alone or maybe with a friend or two to make a hiding place or a secret place. And there's something very special about having a secret place. I remember my father telling us about Brother Trimble. I believe it was Brother Trimble, that he was a man of prayer. And they said that he had a barn and there was a path through the hay. And he had a place. It was a secret place back there where he would pray in the hay. My father said his young people, they had permission to go to his barn, and they liked to go to Brother Trimble's place and go out to his barn and find that secret place. It was a place that he found communion with God. It was a place that he found strength, renewal. Secret places are not always hidden. I know that, if I speak for Renee, I know that Oregon tends to kind of be a secret place for Renee. When we go to Oregon, a lot of times I'm in meeting and it's not just as relaxing as it might be for her, but it's a place to get away. It's a place to get away from just the normal cares of life, and a place to find some renewal, a place to find, to be reinvigorated, a place, and it is that way on the coast for me. Walking along the coast, it's not in a secret place as such, but it's a place that feel a little closer to God sometimes, getting a little bit closer to nature, and I found a lot of answered prayers and visits from God out in that place. I'd like us to begin over in Psalms 91 in the first verse, and I'd like to talk about the secret place this morning. 91st Psalm, verse 1, and the scripture says it so much more eloquently than what I could expound on it this morning. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place, and I want to encourage all of you this morning to dwell in the secret place. A place where we live, a place that the secret place, you know where that is? This ties in with what the children shared with us last week. The secret place that David is specifically referring to is the most holy place where the very presence of God is. And I am thankful that in this dispensation, the availability is there, just like my dad and some of the young people would go to Brother Trimble's secret place of prayer, that there is a place this morning that all of us can come to, a place that we can meet God and dwell in the presence of the Lord. He that dwelleth in that secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I've related this before, but I remember when the Lord first called me to minister, first called me to preach, and I was at Guthrie, and you know the neighborhood down there isn't real, not a real good neighborhood at the time. They cleaned it out now. But I was walking down the road and it was dark out, and I was kind of thinking about the neighborhood, and the Lord was talking to my heart. And I looked down beside me and there was a looming shadow of a person right beside me. It was my shadow, the street lights. You know how the shadows, they make because of the way it was shining, it made the light, the shadow bigger than I was, much bigger than I was. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I'll walk with you. I'll walk with you just like that. Do you know that it is a blessing to be able to be under the shadow of the Almighty? And in your life this morning, It does not mean, as we heard in Sunday school, that we are going to be exempt from battles and trials and difficulties and hard things. But it means that there is a place beside the Lord that we can dwell in, that we can stay under His shadow. And the thought came to me, if anybody from this neighborhood came messing with me, there's someone a whole lot bigger than I am that's walking right beside me. Do you know that God will do that for you today? It doesn't matter how big your trial is or how difficult things may seem in your life. There is a place that you can dwell in, a secret place that you can be under the shadow or the protection of the Almighty God. Which means that anything that touches your life, as the song says, it must first pass through what? Through His hands. That anything that touches you this morning, if you love the Lord, I want you to be assured that it is passing through the hands of Jesus Christ. Psalms 27, and we're going to come back to this 91st Psalm. But Psalms 27, verses 4 and 5, it says, "For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." Pavilion, by definition, means a tent or a place enclosed, something that's hidden or covered. And the tabernacle, you know where that is. In the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. You know what David was saying was, when his enemies came after him, he could enter into the most holy place. We think, David, I don't think you were qualified to be there. David said, I can enter into that place of God's dwelling and my enemies can't come in. Do you know there is a place in our lives today that we can enter into, a secret place with the Lord, and it's shut out. That's why it's secret. It is shut out from the difficulties, from the battles, and from the trials. There's a place that the Lord will minister strength and courage and renewal and understanding in that secret place. Psalms 31:20 says, "Thou shalt hide me in the secret of Thy presence." You notice, why did David talk about the secret so much? It was talking about a place being covered. It's a place of protection. It's a place of security. And do you know, in the storms of life, there are so many places that we can start to feel insecure. You know, insecurities come with the flesh. But there is a secret place this morning that we can dwell in the presence of the Almighty God, that I can go and under His shadow and in His presence, He can hide us. He said, "Thou shalt hide me, hide them in the secret of Thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues." There's a hiding place. There's a place of refuge in a place of courage. He went on to say then, going back to Psalms 91, he says, verse 2, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. In this secret place this morning, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee." You know what a place of courage and refuge and comfort there is under the feathers of God? You know, feathers, I think, to me, would denote warmth. They would denote security. And the Lord wants to just wrap us up this morning in His feathers. You remember Jesus looked over Jerusalem? And He wept. And He said, how oft I would gather you as a hen doth for chicks, but you would not. And I wonder, how many times do we face our battles and our needs and our problems trying to deal with it ourselves, rather than just saying, I need to come to the secret place. And Lord, I need you to enfold me. I have found that being enfolded in the presence of God in that secret place, it's a refuge. You know, you get out in the storm, you're going to get wet. You may get tossed about a little bit, but there is a place of security when you are in the presence of God. It doesn't matter what man does. Doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what afflictions you have. It doesn't matter what's in your bank account. It doesn't matter all of the things that affect our lives. We can just come into the presence of God and we can find a place in our spirit of security and love and refuge and acceptance, as we sang about. In the secret place. Isaiah 25:4 says, "For thou hast been a strength to the poor." Are you poor this morning? You know what it means to be poor? It means to have need. It's not just talking about your checkbook. To be poor means that you have a need. And the prophet said, "Thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall." You know, there's something about being in the heat of the day that can cause, it'll just zap your strength. And so you try to go find some shade. You know, the Lord wants to be your shade this morning. Whatever needs you have, the Lord wants to be your refuge. He wants to be your shade. He wants to be a protection to you. I think that 25th chapter of Isaiah, that fourth verse, I know there's a lot of beautiful verses in the Bible, but it's a good one. This is what the Lord is to us this morning. He's a shade. He's a strength. He's there to be a help to the needy in distress. And it is for this reason, I believe, David said again, and I'm going to let the scripture speak this morning, in Psalms 46, beginning with verse 1, he said, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Refuge comes from the word to flee. God is our refuge. God is the one to whom we can flee in time of trouble. And you know, I appreciate the song again. Third time I've said it that Brother Tony called. God will not turn you away. Doesn't matter what your need is. It doesn't matter what storm you're facing. It doesn't matter how alone you feel. The Lord will not turn you away. And David said, God is our refuge. He is someone that I can flee to. And he is my strength. He's a source of power when I am not able. When I feel weak, when I feel destitute, when I feel alone, when I feel discouraged, when I don't understand, when I don't know why, there is a refuge, and we find it in the secret place. A place of communion with God that we shut the world out. It's not mind over matter. It's not trying to rise above our problems by putting it out of our mind. But rather, the secret place is a place I can come and pour out my spirit, bring my problems in that secret place. And the Lord will be there to cover us with his feathers, to give us comfort, to give us courage, to give us strength, to give us renewal. And he is a present help in time of trouble. In other words, he's not going to be too late in your situation. We can look at things and we will not understand. There's another verse, we won't take the time to read it. But David said, when I came into the tabernacle or into the pavilion, or the sanctuary rather, it says, when I came into the sanctuary, then I understood. There are things in life that we may not understand through human wisdom, but when we come into the secret place, the Lord can begin to give us divine wisdom. He can begin to give us understanding that we did not have through our earthly eyes or earthly understanding, but because we came into the secret place, it's a place of communion. And you know that communion is not just one-sided. If I ask you this morning how many of you prayed this week, I trust that everybody would say they had prayed. But do you know that prayer is more than just talking? Some people like to do all the talking. They like to just say what they want. But you know what? We'll learn more truth when we're willing to listen rather than do all the talking. David understood when he came into the presence of the Lord. And I wonder, I'm sure that we have shared our heart with God, and we need to. But have you allowed God to share His heart with you this week? The secret place, the comfort and the renewal is when we can come and, yes, cry before the Lord. Open your heart up, but give Him time to talk to you. Give Him time to speak to you. Give Him time to love you. Give Him time to lead you. He's not going to be too late, folks. He is a ever-present help in time of trouble. It's powerful. It's effectual. It's renewing. And he went on then in verse 46, in the second verse he said, "Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof." Would not that cause us to do some trembling ourselves? You look and you see the mountains are moving, the things you thought were steadfast. The things you thought you found security in. Every morning I get up and the mountain's there. I can trust that the mountain's going to be there. And now all of a sudden the things that you put confidence in, the things you relied on, it's shaking. Though the earth be removed, he said, we're not going to fear. Why is that? Because God's my refuge. God's the place in the secret place. That's where we can find strength. He said, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. And listen where it's at. The holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Then moving down to verse 10, he said, be still. I remember as a child sitting on the back bench because I wasn't still. Even after church, go running through the chapel. Remember Dad said, son, just sit down and just be still. Just be still. I wonder how often the Lord is trying to tell us the same thing. We look at where our confidence has been. We look at the things that maybe we had trust in and just assumed that the mountain would always be there and the earth would be there and people would be there. And all of a sudden, the storms come. And the Lord saying, be still. I'm your refuge. Just enter into the secret place and let me minister to you. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God this morning. It is in that secret place that will enable us to face every trial and every battle, every uncertainty. There is a refuge this morning that we will find in communion with God. This is the reason why Paul said in 2 Corinthians in the 10th chapter, when God spoke to him in his need, said, my grace is what? All right. Do you believe that for you this morning? I know it can be. No, it is. God's grace, that's His help. That's His favor on your life that you don't deserve. Okay? That's grace. His grace is sufficient for you and for me because His strength is made perfect in what? In weakness. When I'm afraid, when I'm troubled, when I don't understand, when I'm perplexed, when I don't know where to turn, when I'm weak, he's saying, my grace is sufficient, and you don't deserve it. That's what grace is. So how do I get that, Lord? Help me come in the secret place. Help me to run with all of my might, Lord, to just come into that place where you are, that I can commune with you and really connect. You know, it's one thing to talk to someone, and it's something else to connect with someone. You know what I'm talking about. The Lord wants to connect with you. He wants to make a connection that we are free to express how we feel and what we think, but on the other side, that we'll also get still and let the Lord talk to us and help us. Because obviously we need help, don't we? If we're troubled, if we need a refuge, it means we have a need. How can the Lord minister to us if we don't give him the opportunity? And so my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, Paul said, therefore would I rather glory in my infirmities, that what? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now I brought this out in a message 2 years ago at Myrtle. I want to bring it out again here. That word rest, that the power of Christ may rest upon me, it means to pitch a tent. I would rather have trials and go through difficult times that the power of God could just, that he would pitch a tent over me. You know what that tent is? That secret place. That he would overshadow me as a tabernacle or as a tent, giving me shelter, protection, rest, and safety. So much more than this morning can we say, I'd rather, Brother Justin mentioned the song, welcome the storms. Why? Because when the storms come, Lord, would you rest upon me, or would you build your tent over me that I could come into that place of closer communion with the Spirit of the Lord? Be still and know that I am God. I want to close in the 6th chapter of Matthew, verse 6. He said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. You know what the closet is? It's a place where everything else is shut out. It is a secret place. That is the kind of communion that God wants to have with his people. And I think that sometimes we fail to actually enter into the secret place. We say words, and we cry our tears, granted, and we open our heart. But the secret place is when we come into the presence of God and make a connection with him. There is a connection, there is a place in the Lord that we can enter into our closet this morning, and we can find a refuge, and we can find comfort, and we can find strength, and we can find renewal in our weaknesses and in our questions. And Renee and I were sharing some of this with Renee this week, and we were talking about, I said, you know, it's something to have a confidant, someone, your spouse, that you can just share your feelings with. You know, you can be more open with your companion, at least you should be able to be. That's the way the Lord designed it, I think. That we can open up and you can just kind of, we may call it vent, but share your frustrations. You know, that this, something that's troubling you, or I don't understand that, or why is this happening, or why is this? But you know, we were talking about that, you know, sometimes that's healthy to be able to express those things to someone. But on the other hand, you know, there's also a danger, and that is that sometimes it almost gives credence. It almost gives credence to unhealthy feelings sometimes too. Sometimes if you verbalize something, it almost takes on a life of its own when really you should just taken it where first? To the secret place. Should have taken it to the secret place and talked to the Lord about it and then given him time to minister. Because you know what I find in life?
If you have a difficulty and you don't first go to the secret place, then you start passing that difficulty on to somebody else. Because now, and Renee and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, I had made a comment and then we thought, you know what, need to be careful. Because if my children know I'm struggling with something, for example, say someone does something and I'm kind of struggling with it, and they know it, guess what? I just pass on a battle to my children. And now they're going to have struggle, and I may get victory over it, and my children still think, they did this. That's why it's important for us as parents to be careful about that. But the blessing about this is that there is a secret place that we can go, and we can express anything that's on our heart. We can open up our feelings, laugh, frustrations, come back to that. We can open up with our confusion, everything that affects our life. We can find a place of refuge in the Lord. But not only is it a place of one-sided giving of our difficulties in the storms, but it is a place the Lord wants to embrace us. And He wants to draw us close to Himself. And when He gets us close, there then He can begin to minister strength. He can give courage. He can give grace to help us to respond and live and act like the Lord wants. I am thankful this morning for the secret place, and I would challenge all of us this week, take your time for prayer, but I want to encourage you and challenge you, take some time to get in that secret place, and you will find the burdens of life are lighter, the storms will still be there, but the Lord will be your umbrella, that you're protected. I thank the Lord for that secret place this morning.